For Baltimoreans who live on the east side of the harbor in Highlandtown and Canton, and who have reason to go over to Locust Point, the trip over and back by car or water taxi is simple enough, and quaint and charming, too. But these sojourners making the trip don't know what they're missing. Up until the late 1940s and through World War II, thousands of workers made their same trip from Highlandtown over to the shipyards on Locust Point by a ferry that ran regularly and took hundreds at a time across the harbor, from the foot of Broadway at Fells Point to the foot of Hulbert Street in Locust Point. The running time was 4 minutes. The trip offered riders more than just time saved. The workers among them had converted the ferry into Baltimore's first floating casino. The workers, once aboard, quickly settled into well-established groups, into what they saw as their very own spaces on the deck. In 1947, an observer noted, "The ferry's decks are crowded with small groups of workers in overalls, shooting craps. The crap games appear to be the same ones day-to-day among the same players." One of the favorite places for the crap game seemed to be the roof of the pilot house on the top deck. On one occasion, a visitor in the pilot house with the captain heard on the ceiling what he called a pattering. He looked quizzically at the captain for an answer. "That pattering," the captain explained with a wink, "ain't birds dancing. Them guys up there is shooting craps." But maintaining the Broadway to Locust Point ferry proved too expensive, and the run was discontinued in 1949. No ferry run has replaced it. That brought to an end 150 years of ferry service from Fells Point to Locust Point and to the oldest establishment, permanent, truly floating, crap game in Baltimore.